Lord, may your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Lord, may we hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you. Amen. Scripture kind of got me going today with some thoughts. And Psalm 16, the Lord is my portion and my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me. It says, I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my inner being or my spirit instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord continually before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices and my flesh will dwell securely. You will not abandon my soul to Sheol. You will not allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You will make known to me the path of life because in your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. You know, such a difference there with David, you know, because at this particular time, you know, the Spirit of God was not living within man. Right? Didn't happen until the cross. And so the Holy Spirit would kind of come at this time and kind of surround the person, right? But David, just speaking kind of prophetically here about being in the presence of the Lord, right? There in his presence, there's fullness of joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures forever. Since he is at my right hand, it's kind of interesting now because Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, right? And we are now seated in him at the right hand of God, in the heavenly places. That's kind of where we dwell. And kind of to keep on this theme of Holy Spirit, this is out of Isaiah chapter 11. And this is a prophetic word about Jesus coming. And one thing it said to him, and remember, I say this a lot, that Jesus was a man full of the Holy Spirit. He walked around on earth as man, not as God, full of the Holy Spirit of God. And Isaiah kind of gives us a little glimpse into this. It says, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. A shoot will spring up from Jesse. A branch from his roots will bear fruit. You know, Jesse's David's father, so from David. It says, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Spirit of counsel and strength. Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord, it says. He will not judge by what his eyes see, nor make a decision by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he will judge the poor, and it goes on. So, out of here, there's seven things, right? One is the Spirit of the Lord, the knowledge of the Lord. It's the wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord, right? Seven things. So it talks about in the book of Revelations, when we start seeing, you'll start talking about the seven spirits of God, right? It's just, which I believe is the Holy Spirit of God, right? So if you just think yourself, I love this as the revelation of Jesus. John got to kind of look into heaven and see these cool things. And just to think that we're there now, that we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. And in our reality, the kingdom of God, all these things are really going on around us right now. So John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come, right? The Father. And from the seven spirits who are before his throne, Holy Spirit, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us, freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom, a priest, to be to his God and Father, to him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. And then in chapter 2, kind of a side one, it's talking about Jesus who holds the seven stars in his right hand and who walks among the seven golden lampstands. This is in chapter 3. To the angel of the church of Sardis write, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, says Jesus, right? Jesus, the person who has the seven spirits of God, Holy Spirit, says, I know your deeds, and I know you're alive. And then he goes on with that. And this is in Revelation chapter 4, which is an open door to heaven, right? Which I believe for us, there's always an open door to heaven. That's where we get to come up there and look, because that's where we are. Right? Always really changed the way I pray. And a couple of years ago, Bishop DeLong's teaching on prayer, and it really changed my perspective of prayer, knowing that you're always in the heavenly places, that that's where you're seated. And these seven spirits of God who are functioning within Christ are functioning within you, because you are now in Christ, right? So he says this. There's just some cool things I think he got to see and gives us a little insight, revelation. And this is out of 4. After these things, he said, a door standing open, the Lord saying, come up here and I will show you what must take place. And out from the throne came flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God, right? So spirits of fire, lamps. Why do people have fire and lamps? One, to illumine, right? So you can see, especially back then. They didn't have light bulbs. So fire, lights was so you can see. These seven spirits of God that's always before his throne. Jesus is at the right hand. You are there, right? And these seven lamps are burning so that you and I can get revelation from the Lord. Remember, things that come to us in the Christian life don't necessarily come by way of information, right? I know a lot of people who have a lot of information, but very little revelation. Things come to us by way of revelation, when our eyes are open to this, right? These seven spirits of God before the throne, and those seven things we talked about, the knowledge of the Lord, right? Revelation. So you have living within you all of this stuff. You're there. So that's how you can know the Lord. You can have the knowledge of the Lord. Our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son by the Holy Spirit. And He's there to give you illumination and revelation in the knowledge of the Lord, right? Wisdom from God, right? Scripture says that Jesus became to us wisdom from God, right? So the wisdom of God dwells within you. And in Colossians it says, this is one of my favorite verses, blows my mind, Philippians, Colossians chapter 2, it says, talking about Jesus, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, right? All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in Christ, and that's where you are, and there's the Spirit working. We were talking the other night in a Bible study about when you go to heaven, and we can see in fully and not in part, what will the Holy Spirit look like? I mean, I know you'll see the Father, you'll see the Son, and what will the Holy Spirit look like, right? I don't know. But in here, when John got to look at it, he saw lampstands, like seven burning lamp, like fire before the throne. It's probably going to look something like that, right? I think that's going to be really cool when we get to see it, because we're going to be, we'll see in full. It says, I saw between the throne, this is in verse 5, again, if you want to go, I mean, chapter 5, if you want to go back and just read them, 6, and I saw between the throne, the four living creatures and the elders, a lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, says, which are the seven spirits of God, right? Sent out into the earth. So Jesus, he sees this thing, lamb, seven eyes, seven horns. These are the spirits of God. You know, all of this just means something about, especially about the eyes, so you can see, right, that they're there. One more place in 8. And I'll finish up with 8 because what I want you to get you to see is all these things that are actively going on right now in the Holy Spirit, you know, so we can have the ability to know God, the wisdom, counsel, strength, right? You have the great counselor living within you. I remember years ago, in the particular ministry I do, and which is inner healing, that may be a new word for you, but used to be a really big word in the church. I think it's coming back around again. Inner healing and whatever that takes, you know, the healing of our soul, if there needs to be, whatever, deliverance or biblical counsel. I remember telling the Lord one time, gosh, this meeting with somebody, this is way over my head. And he said, you know, made me turn to Scripture in Isaiah chapter 9. And Isaiah chapter 9 is also a prophecy about Jesus coming. And it said, first thing it says about him is his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, right? And Jesus said, I'm a wonderful counselor. Just plug into me. So the spirit of counsel lives within us, the Holy Spirit, right? Strength, all those cool things. So this is chapter 8. We'll finish with this. We're kind of just getting little peeps into it, but it'll take a long time to teach through all this. When the Lamb broke the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven for about a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and the seven trumpets were given to them. Another angel came and stood at the altar holding a golden censer, and much incense was given him so that he might add to the prayers of the saints on the golden altar which was before the throne. And smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints would rise up before God out of the angel's hand. It's a great picture. That's why we do. If you wonder why we do incense here, it's because of this scripture here, right? It represents the prayers of the people, which are before God all the time. And the angel took the censer, filled it with fire on the altar, threw it back down to earth, And there followed peals of thunder, sounds of flashes of lightning, an earthquake, and the seven angels who had the seven trumpets made them sound, right? It's a great picture, again, of prayer, right? That all these things are going on before the throne of God, because that's where you are, all to assist you. The Holy Spirit, seven spirits of God, are there to assist you, right? To give you revelation of all these things we've talked about, and to take your prayer before God as rising up as smoke, and then casting it back down on earth with great power and with a loud voice, right? Do you ever think your prayers just are not really effective, right? That's just warfare. That's nonsense, right? John has given us a great insight into how this kind of works, where the angels are involved, and how the Spirit of God works with the Father and with the Son, and all those cool things that are going on in heaven, that you have that living within you, you know, all the wisdom, revelation, knowledge, you know. That's how you can know, again, how we can know the Lord, how we can seek Him, thank Him for His strength, the fear of the Lord, really, which is a really good thing. It's not to make us legalistic, but there's a real fear of the Lord that's really good, right? And then when we're praying, and when we're, Psalm chapter 16, we're in the presence of the Lord, and at His right hand there are pleasures forever. There's a lot more going on than you think's going on, right? And your prayers are very effective, because you're coming into union with, the Holy Spirit's making you come into union with Christ and with His Spirit and what He wants you to pray about, right? Which I think is really cool. If you never know what to pray about, just ask the Lord, what do I pray about? You know, how do I pray? What to pray about? He's there to help our weaknesses, right? And then something very powerful happens on earth, right? The earthquakes and thunder and lightning. When your prayers are heard before the Father and cast back down on the earth to change things, right? So we've got like a little nutshell of something that would take a year to talk about. But I just want you to be encouraged, because that's where you are. You're seated with Christ. The seven spirits of God not only are there in heaven, but they also dwell within you. It's the Holy Spirit. All those things, if you want to go back and read in Isaiah 11, are there. They're functioning. And you're there. So if you feel today like your prayers aren't getting anywhere above the ceiling, total nonsense. Deception. Your prayers are going before the throne to the Father, and He is acting powerfully on your behalf for your sake, for your children's sake, for your family's sake, for the church, your church's sake, everything. Right? So just give us a little more hunger and desire to spend time with Him, right? To come up here. You got an invitation. You and I have an invitation every day, every moment to come up here. When I'm driving around in my truck, come up here. Right? Truth, I'm sitting there. I am there. So it's just changed the way I see things and the way I pray. And anyway, hope it does, just gives you some encouragement. Really cool.